Wrap up our discussion of Lush, and then we'll Mirtzah Shem begin a discussion of Vishol. So, in order just to sum up where we are in Lush, so we have, if you remember, we've discussed numerous times machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda. Machlokes is, when does one become chayav for Lush? According to Rebbe, it's when you mix the water with the flour, because the machlokes is to bind the water to the flour, and according to Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda, it's when the flour gets joined together, so it's when you knead the dough. That's when you become chayav for Lisha. So because we're machmer, and again, we're machmer chatchila, we mentioned this all the way at the beginning of Lush, we're machmer chatchila for both opinions. So you have to negotiate putting the water together with the flour, and then you have to negotiate kneading the flour together with the water. How can we be make at these two stages in time? So that's what we have to deal with. B'di'evet, if it's not possible to be machmer for Rebbe, so then we're not machmer for Rebbe. Hey, Rabbi, so look in the sheets on page 45. The Shara Tzion writes, if you're not able to be machmir for Rebbe, so then you can be mako. You don't have to worry about mixing the water with the flour. You just have to worry about the kneading. But if l'chatchila we should be machmir for Rebbe to worry about mixing the water with the flour, that's a problem, and we should also worry about the kneading. So the Gemara provides, we'll get to the Shara Tzion in a second, the Gemara provides ways out though for Rebbe. How can you possibly mix water with the flour on Shabbos? So the Gemara has Shinui. Well, if you do it in a Shinui, then it's allowed. So look over here on the Gemara Kufnun Vavamid Aleph. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, if it's a Blila Raka, which means that it's a thin batter, which the Chazanish says it means it has to pour. If it pours, then it's a thin batter. If it doesn't pour, then it's not a thin batter, it's a thick batter. So if it pours, it's a thin batter. So if it pours, and it's a thin batter, then you're allowed to do it for Rebbe if you switch the order. B'chol nosin es ha-chomis, v'achach nosin es ha-shosis. During the week, you put the vinegar, then you put the flour. So on Shabbos, you put the flour, then you put the vinegar. So that's how you could get the two, the water and the flour together, is number one, if it's a blila raka. Number two, if you switch the order. Which means, if you have a blila ava, there's nothing to talk about. If you have a thick batter, which is going to be like tuna fish, or it's going to be like egg salad. If you have a thick batter, it should be there's nothing to talk about. The only way that you can be mako is if it's a thin batter. That's to mix it. That's to knead it. I'm talking about just putting the two elements together. So according to Rebbe, the malacha is putting the two elements together. So Gemara says you only have to put the two elements together if it's a blila raka and you switch the order. If it's you're going to do the same, why? Because then it's blila raka. The Ran says it's only midrabanan blila raka, and you switch the order, so it's a shinoi. So a shinoi on the east of midrabanan is matir lisha. But according to Rebbe, again, the problem is mixing the water together with the flour. So if it's a blila raka, which is only midrabanan, and you switch the order, then it's allowed. But if it's a blila ava, like tuna fish, like egg salad, it should be that there's nothing to talk about. For sure, you can't mix oil with eggs. You can't mix oil with tuna fish. These should for sure be a problem on Shabbos, because it's not a blila raka. It's a thick batter. So it should be for Rebbe, there's nothing to talk about. So there, the Shara Tzion says, if you can't make it Erev Shabbos, we don't have to be machmir for Rebbe. Look at page 45. The Shara Tzion writes, it's Sifkan Peidal, Aftu Abba, Uva Abba Machmirin. If it's a thick batter, we're machmer for Rebbe. You can't mix the two in the first place. Machmer yesh oimim, then nesinas hamashke, we're machmer because in nesinas hamashke, because of ataz, the bitznayim, if they should eat epshul, asas me erev Shabbos, samchina nadea kamaisa. If you can't make it erev Shabbos, so then we'd be makel to make it on Shabbos. But if you could be, we wouldn't be machmer for Rebbe. You can mix the two even though it's a thick batter. But chadchigo, we should be machmer for Rebbe. You shouldn't mix the two if it's a thick batter in the first place. So if you have something that's a thick batter, so then really there's nothing, the discussion really doesn't begin, unless you can't make it Erev Shabbos, then you can start talking about maybe you can make it on Shabbos. But if it's a thick batter, come out, you really should make it Erev Shabbos. Even if it's a thin batter though, you have to switch the order. We did mention that if it's something that doesn't mix right away, like mayonnaise, so then for Rebbe it's also not a problem. The only time it's a problem for Rebbe is if the liquid mixes with the flour the minute that you put the two together. But if you have mayonnaise that you plop on top of tuna fish or on top of egg salad, so the two don't mix the minute that you put one on top of the other one. So since they don't mix that first second, so then there's no malacha either. It's It's only a problem for Rebbe because the water and the flour mixed together, according to Rebbe or Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, the Malach of Lush is mixing the two items together into one Isa. So according to Rebbe, it's the joining of the flour with the water. So he said if it's a Blila Ava, it's an Isa Midaraisa, and then there's no heter just to switch the order. But that's only presuming that the two join together. If the two don't join together, when you put the mayonnaise on top of the tuna fish, nothing joins together, so that should be mutter. Okay, so like this. We're machmir, like Rebbe, lechatchila, if it can be done, not to do it on Shabbos, to do it Arab Shabbos, you should do it Arab Shabbos, unless it's going to be a blila raka, and then, even then, you have to switch the order of which way you put in the ingredients. A blila raka means that it pours. If it's thicker than something that pours, like tuna fish or eggs out for sure, that's a blila ava. There's no way you really should do it on Shabbos in the first place. But that's only if you're mixing it with a liquid. If you're mixing it with mayonnaise, then nothing gets mixed in the first second. If you put the mayonnaise on top of the tuna fish, nothing happens, so then it really shouldn't be a problem either. So our two ways of getting out of Rebbe are either that it's a blila raka and you switch the order, or nothing gets mixed, like mayonnaise. You put mayonnaise on top, nothing gets mixed. That's how we negotiate the first initial stage of Lush. How could you put the two together? Only if it's a blila raka, you switch the order, or nothing gets mixed, like the mayonnaise, the first few seconds. What does it mean, switching the order? Who's to say what's the order? I mean, who's right and who's wrong? So look over here, page 46. Mishnah Brura says, Ayin betaz, shekasev da'osu la'arev b'shabes shal pesach kemach sha'osu mitchinas matzah afuyeh. You're not allowed to mix matzah meal litno b'yayin or b'meid vash with honey or with wine after damu shesisha sutchina gasa, even though it's similar to shesisa, which is thick pieces, v'sham muta baraka, there it's allowed if it's a blila raka. Hainu ayideshino, even a blila raka is only allowed, he says, if you switch the order. Aba b'kemach zeh ein yadua manos in tchilo b'chol. Nobody knows matzah meal. What's the normal way of making matzah meal? Well, guess what? No one uses matzah meal the whole year. The whole year we use flour. What kind of mishugana uses matzah meal the whole year? So why would you use matzah meal? Use flour. So we don't have a way of doing it. Well, who's to know what's the proper way? But b'kemach zeh ein yadua manos in tchilo b'chol. K'dei leida mahu hashinoi. We don't know what's abnormal, what's normal, because there's no normal way. Alkein aser ma'aser harbe. So therefore, the Mishnah Taz says that then there's no mutter way. If you don't know which way there's a proper order, then you can't do it. Ubal Yerabu Kosav, dem ein yadua, yase shino de mefarish be Gemara. If you're not sure, so then you should do the shinoi in the Gemara. Meaning the Gemara says, what's the basic normal way? The Gemara says during the week you put in the
flour,
then the chaymetz. So on Shabbos, nice and, no, during the week you put in chaymetz, v'achak nosen es hashosis. First you put in the liquid, then the flour. So on Shabbos, first you put in the flour, then the liquid. So he says, "V'eli Rabbi Kosef dem ein yadua yase shina de mefarish b'gemara." You should do like it says in the Mara. Shiten ha'maichol tchilo v'achkach ha'mashke. So first you should put in the maichol, then the mashke. So if there's a known way, if there's no known way, the Taz says you're stuck. And the Rabbi says, "No, do like it says in the Gemara. First put in the food, then the liquid." Many achronim, Rav Moshe is machmer, and others are machmer like the Taz. That if there's no known way to do it, then you're stuck. So, okay, so we have, again, two snapshots in time to worry about if you want to do Lush. Number one is you have to worry about mixing the liquid together with the flour. So the Gemara says if it's blila raka and you switch the order, then it's allowed. So it's not going to help us for egg salad and tuna fish. It's not a blila raka. It has to pour. And even if it's a blila raka, it has to have a normal way of putting it. If it's something that doesn't have a normal way of putting it, normal order. First the chaymetz, then the shosis. First the shosis, then the chaymetz. The Taz says you can't do it on Shabbos anyway. We're not sure what's the normal way. So you're stuck. However, we did say that you could negotiate this snapshot in time if it's mayonnaise. When you put mayonnaise on top, nothing mixes. So then at that point, it should be allowed. Okay, so that's how we would get around the first point in time. Number one has to be the raka, switch the order, or something that doesn't mix initially anyway. We did mention also that there's few kulas though over here, even in terms of mixing. A few kulas and a few chumras. We're summing up everything we've seen. The first thing is that if it makes it liquidier, if it makes it more, not that the liquid brings anything together, but it brings things apart. You add liquid to something that's already liquidy, so then there's no issur of lush there. The Chazanish said everything has to come together because of the liquid. If it brings it further apart, then there's no issur of lush to begin with, so you could add all the liquid that you want. That's one heter. The other heter is if there are two mixtures that are already mixed in the same consistency. Like Ramesha said, if you have cream and cottage cheese, it's pretty much the same consistency. So then to mix them also is not losh. You're not bringing things together. They're already the same consistency. So then that is allowed. So that comes up. Let's say a person wants to have applesauce. And he's going to mix the applesauce together with, I don't know, pure strawberry puree. People do that. They make strawberry applesauce. Very nice. So they're all the same consistency. That's allowed. Or let's say you want to mix ketchup together with mayonnaise. So ketchup is one consistency. Mayonnaise, pretty much same consistency. So then Ramayisha would say there's no lush there. You're not bringing things together. Lush is bringing things together. So he said if it's B'li L'raka, you switch the order, or nothing comes together, like mayonnaise onto tuna fish. Nothing comes together, that's allowed. So over here, you're not bringing things together, B'chol. You're separating things apart, or it's already together. There's the same consistency. So what? I can't take one scoop of tuna fish and put on another scoop of tuna fish? Of course you can. So here, I put ketchup on mayonnaise, and it's the same consistency all over again. So there's no lush there.
We're not defining consistency as liquid or solid, right? Meaning,
same consistency.
Like, would you say it's honey and like a hot sauce, for example? That'd be
too. Yeah, same sauce. Consistency.
That's the same consistency.
No problem. People do that.
Yeah,
that's popper sauce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are two different consistencies then? With tuna and like mayo, consider two different.
I think so.
It's liquid and solid.
Flour and water. Something similar. Oatmeal. And water, that's two consistencies. But mayonnaise and ketchup is the same thing. So then you're not doing anything. There is a chumer, though, that is not only that here everyone would be machmer, you don't even need mixing. And that was what we mentioned last time. The Rambam says if you have zeres shumshamin or zera pishtim, seeds, that the minute you put water on it, already it's gelled into one mass, you don't even need to mix it. The minute you put water on it, it's done. So then even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're chayev there. So there's no coolers. You don't have the coolers of switching into order and all of the different things. So there, everyone would agree that you're chayev right away. So even if you don't mix it, the shinuim don't help, because the minute that you put the water on, you're chayev for everyone. So that's like instant mashed potatoes or instant oatmeal, or one of those type of things. The minute that you put the water on, already you have an isa, so everyone would hold your chayev the minute that you put the water on. Usually those types of things are blila avas, they're thick batters. So switching the order won't help. Switching the order only helps if it's a blila raka. If it's a blila ava, it doesn't help. So over here, the minute that you put the water on, there's nothing to talk about. You already became chayiv, just like the Rambam Zera Shumshim Zera Pishtim. Okay, so the first day of point in time in order to do lush is first to mix the liquid with the solid. So that's assuming it's a liquid and a solid. They're not the same consistency like ketchup and mayonnaise. And it assumes that it brings things together, not brings things apart. And assumes that they mix somewhat. The mayonnaise and tuna fish don't mix at all. But if they do mix somewhat, then we have a kula, only if it's a bli l'raka, a thin batter, and you switch the order. What if there is no order? So then that's the machlek, is the Taz and the Eli Rabban, we're machmel l'chadchila. You shouldn't do it. If there's no order, you can't do this. If there is an order, then you could switch the order. Even if you got past this stage, you got past this stage of mixing the liquid with the solid. That's Rebbe Shita. How do you need it, though? Let's say you got your mayonnaise onto your tuna fish. No problem. The mayonnaise doesn't mix with the tuna fish. What do you do now? How do you mix the two? So the Gemara has a few shinuyim over here. We need to go through them one by one. The first shinoy, let's deal with, because it's the easiest one to understand. It's the most Jewish one. Kufnin Vav over here. Shesi V'Erev. You do crisscross. Look over here. Second to last of the narrow lines of Kufnun Vav and Av, the Gemara says, "V'hani mili hu d'mishani heichem mishani am Rav Yehima bar Shammai mishmei d'abaye shesi v'yeir." Crisscross. Look at Rashi. 10 lines down in the narrow lines. Shesi v'yeir. Pam achas. What does that mean?
One time.
Meaning you get one shot at it. One, two. Yeah, that's all you get. Really? Shesi v'yeir. Pam achas. One time like this. So then you really accomplish nothing. I mean, you put a mayonnaise on top of a tuna fish one time like this. I know we're not cooks, but so you do it one time, you're gonna get nowhere. So, but the Bialacha doesn't accept this. The Beis Yosef disagrees. Look at page 47. I'm a Beis Yosef Ubach. Shemitzadim loymar dafilu mavir kama pomim. Shesiv Yerev. Even if you do it many times, Shesiv Yerev, shop your dummy. That's fine. Kevin She'enu Mimaris B'yoda V'lo Misabib Hamakel. Since you're not going in circles like this, it's allowed. It's a shinoi enough. But then you have to be careful when you're doing it. You have to go Shesi, pick it up, Erev, this way, pick it up. This way, pick it up, and this way, pick it up. You can't go like this, because if you do like that, then it's just like a circle. So the Paiskim say you have to pick it up. Rashi said you could only do it one time. Already we're being makel to do it many times. But you have to pick it up in between in order to do lush properly. Okay, so that's Shesi v'Erev. That's one kula the Gemara has. Again, this is assuming you were able to mix the two things. It's a bleed the rock, or you switch the order, or nothing got mixed the first time. Like the mayonnaise on top of the tuna fish. However, the Gemara has another kula. Not, you know, all these shinuyim work independently. Either because a bleed the rock is only midrabanan in the first place, or we suggested yesterday because these things are so different in products. Everybody said, if you taste tuna fish, where you go like this and like this, it's not going to taste the same as they have over here in Grandma's. It will not taste the same. It will taste ugh. So it's a different product. Whenever it's a different product, maybe that's a new type of kalachiyad that makes it mutter. So either because we're only dealing with a blue laraka, which is derabanan, so shinoi works on a derabanan to make it mutter, or because the product is totally different. It's like it's a totally different product. And we were never discussing that in the first place, so that's why it's mutter. So, but each one of these shinuyim independently will work. So if you negotiate in mixing the two items together, and then you do it, shesi v'erev, you're okay. So you can make your tuna fish like that. Shesi, you mix the two, the mayonnaise on top of the tuna fish, and do it crisscross, picking it up each time. That's all right. If you want to use oil, then you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Because the oil mixes with the tuna fish the minute that you put it on. It's not the same as the mayonnaise. So that's going to be much more difficult on Shabbos. That mixes the minute that you put it on, and it's a blila ava. So then you have problems. Then you have problems. Huh? Yeah, it's problems.
So water's not one of Shabbos mashkim.
Unless you're going to say that oil, but oil is. Unless you're going to use vegetable oil. But most people use mayonnaise nowadays. Look over here, Kuf Mem, the Gemara has a different heter. The Gemara has a different heter. Two heterim. On the top line of Kuf Mem, I don't know why we never read this Gemara till now, but Itmar, top line of Kuf Mem. Itmar, right in the middle of the line. Chardo. Shalosh Me'erev Shabbos. You have mustard that was mixed Me'erev Shabbos. Amar Rav. We saw a similar Gemara a few lines down. Amar Rav. Memacho Bekli Avoloi Biyad. You can mix it with a utensil, but not with your hand. That's strange. You can mix it with a utensil, but not your hand. Amar Leishmuel Biyad Atu Koyuma Memacho Le Biyad. With your hand, it's usher. What, during the week, you normally mix it with your hand? Michael Chamayrimu. It's donkey food if you mix it with your hand. Ella Amar Shmuel, Mimachu Biyad, Ve'ena Mimachu Bekli. No, what he meant to say is you could use a hand, but you can't use a kli. Rashi says, Mimachu Bekli, Ena Mimachu Biyad. You can't use your hand. We initially thought you can't use your hand because that does it better than a kli. Then the Gemara switches it. No, it's abnormal to use your hand, and it's normal to use a kli. So one heter that's quoted by the Rama is if you use your hand. If you mix the tuna fish, Haimish, you mix the tuna fish with your hand, that's also okay, instead of Shesi v'Erev. That's all right, because you mix it with your hand. That's abnormal. Also won't come out as good. So the Chazon Ish, though, argues, the Chazon Ish says, yeah, but you can't use a glove. A glove is a kli already. Yeah, it's wrong. So a glove is a kli. He says, listen, that's like using a fork. What's the difference between a glove and a fork? I can see a big difference. But Chazon Ish says you can't even use a glove. It's quoted by all the Paiskim.
Didn't the other Gemara later on say you can't do it even biyad?
Yes.
Didn't you say that's what we
possibly like? Mimacho biyad? No. The Gemara says, Lashem Erev Shabbos l'machar, mimacho bein biyad bein bekli. But on this point, we possibly like Shmuel, that biyad is a shinoi and bekli is not. The Rama quotes this. You can mix it with your finger. It's complicated in the end of the day how we pass him from that sugya. But we pass him biyad is allowed, bekli is not. So one of them is biyad is a shinoi, but again, the Chazon Ish says you can't use a glove. If you use a glove, that's already now like a kli, and that's normal. So I know a second heter in order to mix your tuna fish is not only shesi v'erev. If you negotiated mixing the two together, let's say you use mayonnaise, one is shesi v'erev, the other one is to use your hands mamish. Ugh. That's what the Chazon Ish says, is to use your hand. Ramesha writes, well, if you could use your hand, why could you use your hand? Because it's abnormal. So maybe you could use the handle of a kli. That's like your hand. That's abnormal. To use, let's say, the handle of a fork, that should be abnormal, so it should be allowed like that.
Instead of using the fork?
Yeah, that's abnormal. So the Shabbos kitchen is with Simcha Bunim Kohn. Asa Ramosha, who's a Talmud of Ramosha, So he has a Ramosh in the footnote over there. He says, well, I can use a handle. The Gemara is searching for Shinuyim. We have four on the books over here in the Gemara. Shasivi Erev, Biyad, we're going to see if you do it lightly, and all the different Heterim. Nobody ever mentioned using the handle of a Kli. Everybody has Kalim. And the Gemara was aware of this by Teichen, if you remember. The Shinuy that we mentioned was to use the handle of the Kli. So how come over here nobody mentioned the handle of the Kli? So it must be because that's not abnormal. Handle of a Kli is just like a stick. So you mix a pot with a stick. That's not so abnormal. So Moshe says you could use the handle of a Kli, but many don't hold of it. So if you want to mix tuna fish with the handle of the Kli, it seems like a good way out. Just use the handle, and then you could do your mixing. So many places can say no.
The Gemara
is searching high and low. Shesiv Yerev is pretty creative. What about the handle of a Kli? That would seem like option one.
A lot of other crazy things people can make up, and the Gemara doesn't.
But why didn't the Gemara make up the handle of a Kli? The Gemara was aware of it. By Teichem, you had the handle of the Kli. That was the Shinoi that you used in order to pound things. Why did the Gemara mention over here? So strange, but they forgot about that already. Oh, the handle of a Kli. Must be the handle of a Kli. It's not a Shinoi when it comes to Lush. So therefore, you cannot use the handle of a Kli. So Shesiv Yerev, yes. You want to use your hands, fine. But the handle of a Kli, or to use a glove or something, that's not so abnormal. Already now you're in the realm of normal. So now that would not be a Shinoi. Okay, so we have two of them. Shesti V'Erev, or if you use your hand. The Gemara Rana Daf Kuf Mem has a third one. And that's if you do it lightly. V'lo Yitroif Elama Arev. That's further down in the Gemara. We've seen a few times by the Aleph in the Ein Mishpat. He says, Chadu Shalosh Me'ev Shabbos L'machom M'machom Bein B'Yad Bein B'Kli. You have mustard that was mixed already from Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to add water and oil on Shabbos as long as you do it lightly, not heavily. You mix it lightly. So that's another one of the Shinuyim that's quoted. But this Shinoy the Be'er Halacha doesn't like. He says, so what? What difference does it make? I go like this. So he says, they all get mixed in the end of the day. What difference does it make? So Be'er Halacha doesn't like this Shinoi. He says he doesn't understand. Why is this allowed? Just because he goes slowly? What kind of Shinoi is that? So Chazanish says the Pshat and what this Shinoi means. Chazanish says the following. Chazanish says it's talking about vegetables. What is this Gemara talking about? Chardo. So he says vegetables, when you do it hard, you do it with a lot of kayach, that smashes the vegetables and makes it into like a batter. If you do it lightly, that's like mixing vegetables together with oil. Nothing really gets mixed in the first place. We mentioned the reason why mixing this chardo with wine and or oil on Shabbos might be because they don't blend together to become an isa. So the Chazanish says, yes, if you don't do it hard, it never blends together to become a batter. If you start smashing it, you start grinding it like this, now it starts to become a puree. Now it starts to look a little bit like a blilo, like a little bit like an iso, like a dough. But if you don't mix it hard, so nothing changes in the first place. You just have cucumbers and tomatoes that you mix with oil and vinegar, nothing changes. So Chazanish says it's only mutter by big chunks of vegetables. If you're not talking about big chunks of vegetables, to mix your tuna fish with the oil just slowly, you know, lackadaisically, that's probably no good. The only time the Gemara mentioned it was in this context where it's talking about chunks of vegetables. There, it makes a lot of sense. If you do it hard, it becomes a puree. If you do it soft, not. So that's perhaps where that's mutter. Okay, so we have two good ones. Three that are mentioned by the Gemara. One, shesiv yair, if you can mix the tuna fish, if you use mayonnaise. The other one, oil, probably not, because it's a blila offer. The other one is, if you use your hand. You got to use really your hand. So Rabbi said, we don't have that much for you. If you want to be cleanliness, you know, you don't want someone yelling at you. Or you want to have an A in your window. So you got to probably use the shesiv yerev. Or the handle of the spoon, according to Rabbi, is okay too. But many don't hold to that. So really all we have so far is the shesiv yerev. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Vav has one last kula. And that is, if you... do it al yad al yad. This is actually the first one that's mentioned. Kufnim vavim et aleph, second line. The Gemara says, Vahani mili huda mishani. This is only if you do it in an abnormal way. Heichim mishani. What's abnormal? Amar al chizda al yad al yad. What does al yad al yad mean? So look at, if you have a fancy Rashi, so it has a Rashi in Beitza. The Rashi is not here. But the Rashi in Beitza says the following. If you have a Likute Rashi, a Maisif Rashi, whatever they call it. Most Gemaras have it now. So the Gemara said, Rashi, the Kutei Rashi in Beitza says, Dafi Beiz Mebeiz, al yad, ma'at, ma'at, little by little. So if you do it little by little, what does that mean? I put in a little, I have a little container, a little thing of tuna fish. I mix it with a little mayonnaise, I stir it normally. Oh, that's mutter. I take a little, you know, every day the caterers now are serving things in little serving portions, if you notice. Everything comes in little portions. So you mix a little thing with tuna fish and mayonnaise, that's allowed. Another little thing with tuna fish and mayonnaise, that's allowed. Another little thing with tuna fish and mayonnaise, that's allowed. Why is that mutter? So the halacha doesn't like this one either. Why not? He says, what happened to the Isser of Chatzi Shir? Let's say on Shabbos, I want to get to shul and there's no Erev and I want to carry my key or my talis bag. So I'll walk one step. Stop. Walk another step. Stop. Another step. Stop. That doesn't work. You can't get to shul like that when there's no Erev. That's Chatzi Shir. Or let's say I want to eat the cheeseburger, so I'll eat a little bit less than a kezias. Stop. A little bit less than a kezias. Stop. Doesn't work like that. It's Isser of Chatzi Shir. So how come over here, if you do it in little portions, a little by little, a little mayonnaise and tuna fish, a little mayonnaise and tuna fish, all of a sudden that's allowed? Why should that be allowed? It's a very strange heter. So we hear the Bir Halacha has the teretz. Bir Halacha has a pshat, which might help us with the tuna fish. Look over here, page 46. Rabbi said, turn to page 46. The Bir Halacha writes, V'tam ha-heter, I am... Page 46, 20 lines down. The last four words on the line are V'tam ha-heter nirali. There's a period. It's underlined, but everything is underlined in that page, so it doesn't help you. V'tam ha-heter nirali. There's a period, maybe 20 lines down, four words from the end of the line. V'tam ha-heter nirali. So the Bir Halacha writes, V'tam ha-heter nirali. What's the reason for this al-yad, al-yad? You do it little by little. Nearly ladas ha'toyses mishum da'al yedei mashem yabshin ha'kloyes b'tanor, since they dry out these kernels of grain in the oven, v'oitzen ha'isan sh'iru uyin la'achilo, they make it that it should be edible right now, hu'choshu k'mo davar sh'nefa v'nisbashel. See, when is the Gemara talking about this? When does the Gemara have the heter v'al-yad al-yad? By the kali, by the parched wheat or the parched corn. So since it's cooked already, that's why it's mutter. If it's cooked already, now it's mutter. Ulekach after al yedei nesinas mayim shenasim besocho acharkach u'mizgabo. Even though when you put it together with water, it becomes like a dough, mizgabel, you knead it. Ein zechoshiv kemo meleches lisha. This is not lisha, el kemo tikun oichel ba'alma. This is just like eating. The derech achilasa bekach. Meaning, if you put liquid on top of something that's cooked or something that's baked already, that's not called lisha, that's called eating. There's such a precedent for this. Look at the Rambam. Everybody says the tshuva of the Rambam on page 49. The Rambam says if you have cooked vegetables, you're allowed to mix it with sauce. Here, page 49. Kasev b'tshuvas harambam. Beis Yosef quotes from a tshuva of the Rambam. Shenisho. You have grain, which was on top of the stove, top of Shabbos. It was on the stove going into Shabbos. Now you want to take it off the stove on Shabbos. You can put inside of it the stirring stick. And you can mix it a lot. You can mix up the liquid. You can even smash it with this mixing stick. In study akadera, against the sides of the pot, or besocha ka'ara, or inside the pot. Acha misarev habosar v'harefus v'hamayim, until the vegetables, the meat, and the water all get mixed up together, v'tismach v'tahasa kula gufechod, until it all becomes one mush. Sounds a lot like chulin, I guess. It all becomes one mush. Upamim asirin hamayim me'apanea, sometimes you take the water off from on top of it. V'acha kach ma'arvinoisa. And sometimes you mix it back in. Sometimes you add hot water. Are all of these things asur mutter? Veheshiv, and the Rambam answers, Vadei shekol zeh mutter. This is all allowed. Sharei beferish tanina, because we learned in a braisa and edius, hashum v'habayser v'amelilois, if you have garlic, sour grapes, or kernels of grain, Shariskan mibodyam, you already ground it up from the day before. You can mix it together with water on Shabbos. V'kal v'chaymela harefus, certainly the cooked vegetables, shekvar dachu osama meducha, they've already been cut up. Kol tzarkan, they've already been mashed or cut up. V'nisbashlu kol tzarkan, they've already been cooked. They're only missing a little bit of grinding up. You're allowed to mix water with the cooked vegetables. Why are you allowed to mix water with cooked vegetables? So it could be, this is the way the Bir Halacha understood the Rambam, is that when is there lisha? There's lisha by something that's not cooked. Once it's cooked already, so then nobody needs cooked food. Why would you put liquid together with why would you put it together with cooked food? You're not kneading it for any purpose. That's with uncooked food you could talk about kneading. Cooked food that you're mixing with a liquid is just called eating. That's not called kneading. That's called eating. Let's say you put ketchup on top of a steak. You're not kneading the steak with the ketchup. You want to eat it like that. That's called eating. That's the way people eat things sometimes, is they put the liquid on top of a salad and mix it together just because it tastes good like that. But that's not called kneading. Kneading implies that it's with uncooked food or it's some further stage of production. So over here, if you do it little by little, the Be'er Halacha says the kula is because now you're eating. Now you're not doing lisha. Lisha is in small quantities. Here you're mixing a little liquid with the flour, and if it's already, specifically, it's already cooked for sure, then it sounds like that's called eating. That's not kneading.
Can you say something about tuna then?
So that's why it's allowed. Oh, what about by tuna fish? Maybe not so bad then. Can we fetch the same thing into tuna fish? So everybody say, turn the page 50. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa suggests the same thing. For in the top over there, Ois Chav Gimel, he discusses making tuna fish. He says maybe better to make it Erev Shabbos, but he writes there was always a minig in many homes that they would make tuna fish or egg salad Shabbos afternoon or for Shalosh Shudas. It's an old minig to make egg salad, fresh egg salad on Shabbos, or they used to make tuna fish on Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas, and that was a minig was to be mako. So if you look at the footnote over there, Pei Aleph, the few lines in the middle, there's a gimel. A few lines down in the middle of the line, there's a gimel. Shamati Meg Rashaz Arbach, he writes, I heard from Shlomo Zalman. The Kavan Shiraitzim Rakla Arvev, all they want to do is mix the mayonnaise together with the tuna fish. Umakpidim Shloyis Havu Mamish Gush Echa. Nobody wants it to become one thing. It just tastes good like that. It tastes good with mayonnaise mixed with the tuna fish. Nobody's looking here to make a tuna roll or something like that. They just want to eat it in this fashion. That's the way it tastes the best. Ein Zechasur Minatar Kablila Ava. First of all, it's not called the Blila Ava. And then he says, perhaps we could be mako, because all they're doing is eating it in that fashion. Nobody's looking to make a dough here. All they're looking to do is to eat it. He spells this out a little bit further later on. So since all they're doing is looking to eat it, no one's looking to make a blila ava out of it or to join it together to become gush echad, so perhaps it is allowed. That's the whole heta of the cooked vegetables. The whole heta of the cooked vegetables is because all you're doing is eating, you're not really kneading. So again, by the tuna fish, it could be that one could be mako based on this line of reasoning. And that is that you're not really joining things together here to become one item. What are you really doing? You're trying to eat it in the best possible fashion. And the way tuna fish or eggs perhaps taste the best is when it's mixed with mayonnaise. If it's not mixed with mayonnaise, it doesn't taste as good. But that's just called, that you're just eating it. That's eating it in the most pleasant fashion. Perhaps when all you're doing is kneading cooked things in order to eat it in the most tasteful fashion, that's not called lisha. That's called, we label it as eating as opposed to lisha. So then it would be allowed, yeah.
You say derakula is unless you can't do it otherwise, something like that. Like by boat error, derakula helps because you can't eat it otherwise.
Right. So even though here we don't have a heter of la'altar, there's no heter of la'altar. Teichem, we had a heter of la'altar because you, by definition, do tchina when you eat. You have to do tchina when you eat. Not everybody does, so how could it be teichem is not mutter for eating? So once teichem is mutter for eating, where do we draw the line in the sand? I'm allowed to chew, so I'm allowed to cut it into small pieces if I'm going to eat it right away. Here by lush, we don't say such a thing. We don't say you're allowed, since everybody chews things up, must be lush is allowed to eat la'altar. We don't say that. Because when you chew, you don't really do lush. You're chewing it up, but you're not making it into one isa. If anything, you're separating the particles apart. You're not bringing things together. But at the same time, here, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a svara, which is, and that seems to be the Rambam by cooked vegetables. You're allowed to mix cooked vegetables with liquid because that's just the way it tastes the best. Not because I'm looking to make an isa out of it. I'm in the process of eating. I want it to taste better.
It's all derech
achila. A derech achila kind of svara.
So why would derech achila play a role?
That's why little pieces, that's why if you do it in small bunches, the Be'er Halacha says that's allowed. Why? Because That's just called eating it. I'm not preparing a large bowl of it. I want to eat it in that fashion. So over here, even to make a big bowl of tuna fish, maybe is allowed because the tuna fish is cooked already. The mayonnaise is cooked already. Everything is cooked, and you're doing it not to make an yeast out of it. You're doing it in order to eat it in the best possible fashion. Maybe. This is, everybody says it in a way of being matzdik the minog that people have of making tuna fish on Shabbos, that they make it in a normal way. They don't do it with the crisscross. If you want to do it in the machmir way, you want to do it in the way that kosher l'chol adeis, what you should do is mix it with the mayonnaise, put the mayonnaise on top, not oil, and then do a crisscross.
Once.
No, Rashi old once. Be'alacha says a few times. Or you can make it Arab Shabbos, but you can do a crisscross. That you could do. But there are many who are makol to do it normally, to put the mayonnaise on top and to mix it like this. What are they basing themselves on? The Shmir Shabbos Kochaza says it could be because they don't want it all to join together to become one yeast. So they're just trying to eat it in the best possible fashion. The Rambam says if it's cooked already, that's allowed because that's just called eating. And that could be the heter of little, if you do it la'at la'at, al yad, you do it little by little. How does that help? Chatzi shir is asman atar, you can't eat half a cheeseburger. How is it mutter if I do it in small bites over here? The answer is because that's called eating. That's not called lisha. It's a shvach of art. I mean, one could disagree with it. But the many poskim quote this. Shabbos Kochaza quotes it. The English svarim don't have it like this. They say better to make it Erev Shabbos or do it crisscross. But many of the other svarim quote that there was always a minig like this to make egg salad and tuna fish on Shabbos, and perhaps it's mutter since everything is cooked already, you're just trying to eat it in a good fashion. We did mention also vegetables, it could be there's no lisha at all because it doesn't join together to become, again, a batter. It's just small vegetables mixed with liquid. That's what we said. If it's a big salad, that's not lisha at all. It's only if it's very finely cut vegetables. So over here too, the tuna fish and the egg salad don't really blend together to become one. So because of all these possible tzadim l'kula, there are some who are mekel. If you want to do it in the best possible fashion, make it Erev Shabbos, or mix it with mayonnaise, and then do it in a crisscross fashion. Okay, that's Rosh. Rabbi Yisai, let's turn to Bishul. Next of the Avos Melachos. Bishul, Rabbi Yisai, is a whole parak in Masechet Shabbos. We're not going to switch now to learn parak Kira. The whole third parak in Shabbos is devoted to Melacha Bishul. We're not going to switch to go through Kira Keseder. There's a lot of things in parak Kira that are not Nogei Lamaisa. We're going to try and touch on the things that are Nogea Lomaisa in Bishul. There are going to be lots of stones that we will leave unturned, but we'll try and get to or hit all the major points that that come up, and so that we'll know how to conduct ourselves with understanding. But at the same time, there's going to be lots of things that we're not going to deal with. Yeah.
Could we turn the Korah off and start it again so we can have Bishul on the side?
No. No one's going to care. Good. I ain't down on my base, everybody. Sorry. Look over here. I ain't done with this. At the two dots, ha'oifah. The next of Lam Tesav and Malachas is ha'oifah. Amar of Papa, Shavik Tanadi Don Bishul Samanim. What happened to the dyes? There's no baking by dyes. Baking is different than cooking. They both involve heat. One is bread, one is with water in a pot. Whatever the Bishul Samanim, the Havim Mimishkam, and Akad Oifah. Why all of a sudden we say baking? We were talking about the Bishul Samanim, now all of a sudden we're talking about baking. So Tana Didon Sidur de Pas Nokat. It's because the Tana wanted to follow in the order of baking bread. It helps people remember, or it's something that's like it's a sequence that's easy to remember. Where Samanim, if you would say Bishul Samanim, then all the things don't really line up in your mind. I don't know if it's a mnemonic, or just that's the way the Tana wanted to arrange things, was in Sidur de Pas, the way of making bread. But it sounds like Oifah was not in the Mishkan. Oifah was not in the Mishkan. Bishul was in the Mishkan, not Oifah. So Rashi actually says this in Ayin Gimel Med Aleph. Look at Rashi, ha'Oifah. Rashi says, turn back, Rabbi, say, Ayin Gimel Med Aleph, ha'Oifah. Rashi says, lo havi b'Mishkan. There was no Oifah in the Mishkan. Lo shayach el b'pas. Oifah is only by bread. U'pas lo shayach b'melechus ha'Mishkan. There was no bread baked in the making of the Mishkan. In the running of the Mishkan, yes. But in the making of the construction of the Mishkan, no. Avakuhu kamaisa havi b'samimarim shel tzeva techegos v'argamim v'taylashani. All of these were used in the making of the dyes. Why then did we say oifah? There was no oifah. So the Gemara says sidur de pas nakat. But Rabbi said it sounds like ha'oifah is an av melacha. It is an av melacha, and that's how the Rambam sounds in the new sheet. Rabbi said there's a Rambam. Turn to the first page one. In the new sheets, the Rambam writes, "Ha'oifah kigroi geres chayiv. If you bake a figs amount, you're chayiv. Echad ha'oifah sapas, Oy hamivasho samaycho, whether you bake bread or you cook a tabshil, oy esasamimonim, oy machamim samayim hakol inyan echadu. They're all the same thing. It sounds like they're all an av malocha. And that's the way our Gemara sounds. Nobody jumped up and down and said, hey, Oifa is not an av malocha. The Gemara just asked, it wasn't in the Mishkan. But it sounds like it is an av malocha. No one said it's not an av malocha. The Mishnah said that there's lamatas avas malochas, and one of them is ha'oifa. No one said it's not an av malocha. All they said was it wasn't in the Mishkan. And the Rambam seems to assume it is an av malocha. However, in the Yushalmi seems to imply it's not an av malocha at all. It's a tolda. It's a derivative. Still d'oraisa, but a tolda. Turn to page 2. The Yushalmi has the same kasha as the Bavli. Why are you talking about oifa instead of bishul? At chami afia, you said afia in the lamates of his melochos, but that's told us the bishul. That's a told of bishul. V'at amar hokin, why are you bringing up told us? So there, the Yushami is the same answer as the Babli. I'll begin the tanin and seder isa tanininta imayen. Since we were talking about the seder making bread, we had oifa. It helps us remember the seder making bread. But it sounds like oifa is a tolda of bishul. It's not an av malacha of bishul. It's a tolda. So the Babli seems to assume oifa is an av malacha of bishul. The Yushami seems to assume oifa is a tolda of bishul. What are they arguing about? So it could be they're arguing about an old machlekes that we had all the way at the beginning of the year. An old machlekes that we had all the way at the beginning of the year. Rabbi said, if you turn back to Ayin Gimel Mebeis, there's a brisa. 5 lines down in the Gemara. Tana hazareya v'hazomer v'anoteya v'amavrich v'amarkiv. Person plants, he prunes, plants a seed, prunes, plants a tree, he grafts, mavrich, I'm sorry, weeds, or he grafts. Kulon melocha achasein. They're all one melocha. Which means that if you do them all in one forgetting, you only chayv one chatos, because they're all the same thing. If you do two avas melachos in one forgetting, you chayv two chatos. Here, if you do them in one forgetting, you only chayv one. But are they all avos? They're all learned out from zereya, pruning, planting a tree, or grafting, weeding, whatever. Are these all avos melachos or not? So the Rambam paskins that they're all avos melachos. Look over here, the Rambam, page 3 in the sheets, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel. V'chein hazoreya zroim, ohanoteya ilonois, whether you plant seeds, plant trees, or mavrich ilonois, or markiv, whether you graft, or you prune, or hazoimer ko elu av echadhein. They're all avos melachos. V'inyan echadhu. Sheko achas mehem l'tzameach davehu miskavin. All of them you want to something to grow. So they're all an av melacha. For the Rambam, all of these are avos melachos. What are they avos melachos? They're all av melachos zereya. And the Magid Mishnah explains the sheet of the Rambam over there. First line in the Magid Mishnah on the bottom, right underneath the Rambam. He writes, V'da. Shekavonis rabbeinu hi. Shekol melacha shidoy mela'av bedinyon gomer. Anything that's entirely similar to the av in action and in product. El shechaluka mimena be'echas ha'pu'ula. Slightly different in action. Oy be'echas hanifo. Slightly different in product. Harezu av kamaisa. It's the same thing as the av. So it's also labeled as an av. Ava melacha hadoy mela b'mixas. If it's similar partially but not entirely, zui nikras tolda. So anything that's similar in action and in product to the av is also an av. So planting a seed, planting a tree, pruning the tree, they're all, the things should grow. It's similar to the action of the av and similar in product to the av. They all help things grow. So they're all avos too. They're all avos too. So for the Rambam, we understand why it's oifa also an av, because it's the same as zoreya. Anything that is entirely similar in action and in product, you know, slightly different, but the same idea, is also an av. So oifa and bishul are not that different from each other. So it's also an av. Yeah.
Why is it Yerushalmi say that it's tolda?
I'll get to it. 1 second. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. We're not done.
I mean, like, where did he say that? I didn't.
Oh, the Kesem Mishnah says, the Yushalmi says, turn back one page, page 2. Yushalmi says, At Chami Afia, you mentioned Afia told the Bisho. Afia is the told the Bisho. It's the same kasha as the Bavli, which is why you're mentioning Afia. Afia wasn't in the Mishkan, but the Yushalmi doesn't stress the fact that it wasn't in the Mishkan. The Yushalmi stresses the fact that it's a told the Bisho.
Isn't that a question?
Yes.
I'm saying, like, why didn't our Mishnah mention Afia, not Bishol?
No, why does our Mishnah, At Chami? Right, it should have said Mevashel, that's the Av. What is Afia? A tolda. Oh, what are you mentioning Afia for? Afia is a tolda. See, but the Bavli didn't ask the question like that. The Bavli asked the same exact question, but slightly differently. The Bavli asked, why are you mentioning Afia? Afia wasn't in the Mishkan. It's not like the other ones. No, but it's an Av. Oh, no one's denying the credentials of Afia as an Av Malacha, but it wasn't in the Mishkan. So why are you mentioning it with the other ones that were in the Mishkan? That's the kasha of the Bavli. The Yushalmi is asking slightly differently. The Yushalmi is asking, why did you say Afia? You should have said Bisho. Not because Afia wasn't in the Mishkan, but because Afia is a Tolda. Wow. Afia just got to put in its place. Why is Afia a Tolda? So look at the Kesef Mishnah. So I think the Rambam also passed like the Bavli that Afia is an Av because it's entirely similar to Bisho. And the Rambam sheet in general is whenever something is entirely similar to the Av Malacha in action and in product, it's an Av Malacha too. But look at the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah disagrees with this Rambam. Writes the Kesef Mishnah over there, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Kosev HaRamach, you might remember this from the beginning of the year, Temahu. This is a wonderment. Where did we get the number 39 from? If Zoreya is an Av, Noitea is an Av, Markiv is an Av, Mavrich is an Av, Zoymer is an Av, where are we going to have room for all the other ones? If Bishul is an Av, and Oif is an Av, and Roasting is an Av, all these things are Avos Melachos, so we're making everybody Indian chiefs. Who's going to be the Indians? I'm saying everyone here is an Av Melacha. You can't have everybody running their own show. Everyone's an Av Melacha. What's going on? So in fact, the Kesef Mishnah says, no. Look a few lines down in the Kesef Mishnah. Here it's, V'hochi perushoi. Kula malacha achasheim. V'chulam toldo mizereah. They're all toldos. It can't be. Everyone's an Av. How can Afia be an Av and Bishul be an Av and still stick to the number 39? It's never going to work. It's never going to work. How could you only have 39 if everyone's an Av? How could Afia be an Av and Bishul be an Av? So we explain that there's a fundamental, we explain the name of Rav Gusman, and we say for Kuntrasi Shiurim, that there's a machlekes, fundamental machlekes here between the Rambam and the Ramach. Perhaps between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, what is the nature of Avos Melachos? What does it mean that there's 39 Avos Melachos? For the Rambam, it means that there's 39 categories. 39 categories, but not 39 specific actions. So if it's 39 categories, so then it could be Av, Bishul, and Ofer. Even though Ofer wasn't in the Mishkan, it's still an Av Malacha. So the Bavli didn't have a problem with Ofer being listed. It's an Av Malacha. The problem was, it's abnormal. It's not in the Mishkan. So why are you listing it in the Mishnah? But there's not a problem with the number 39. There are only 39 categories of Malachas. Not 39 specific actions that are an Av Malacha. It's 39 categories of actions. So you could have Zoreya be an Av, Noitea be an Av, which is one is by seeds, one is by saplings. You could have Zoymer be an Av, no problem. They're all under the same big umbrella of Zoreya. Or Afia or Bisho could all be an Av. But for the Ramach, it's 39 specific actions. You can't have extra ones. 39 specific actions. So Oifa must be a Tolda. So this same Achlek is between the Rambam and the Ramach. How to count the number 39, are they 39 specific actions or 39 categories of melachos, could be the same machlokes between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, whether or not Oife is an Av melacha or Oife is a tolda. So the Bavli understood like the Rambam that it's an Av melacha, so the Bavli only asked, why are you listing Oife in the Mishkan? In the Mishnah. It wasn't in the Mishkan, but it is an Av melacha. And the Yushalmi asked, no, why are you listing Oife in the first place? It's not an Av melacha. It's only a tolda. Because the Yushalmi understood like the Ramach that it's 39 specific actions. All right, so let's go back to that Gemara. Ayin Da'adam Ebeiz, Rabbi Yosei. Go back to the Gemara. Ayin Da'adam Ebeiz. So you read the beginning of the Gemara. Amar Papa, Shavak Tanan Didon Bishol Samanim Dehavi B'Mishkan. Our Tana left Bishol, which was in the Mishkan, V'Nakar Oifeh, and he listed baking. So Gemara says, no, you're right, it's still not Malacha, but why do you list it? It's not in the Mishkan. Tana Didon Sidur Depas Nakat. Our Tana is listing the order of making bread. Fine. Amar Abacha Barav Avia, we dealt with that. Haiman Deshada Sikhsa La'asuna Chai Mishum Mevashel. If a person throws a nail, I believe it's a nail, no?
Peg.
Sikhsa. Shehislich Yasid Lach, yes, it's a nail. Or peg. Sikhsa La'asuna into an oven. Chai Mishum Mevashel. He's Chai for Bishop. Pshita, the Gemara says. Oh, that's obvious. No. Mahu Detema. I might have said. Lishrure mana kamachavein. What does he have intention to do? Says Rashi. Rabbi said, look at Rashi. Lishrure lechazek, to make it harder. Why do you put metal into an oven? I might have said he's only doing it to make it harder. Cave on the other viku. Oh, so the Gemara says pshita. Of course you're chayv for bishul. The Gemara says no. Mahu detema cave on. I'm sorry. Mahu detema. Skip down. L'shrei mana kamachavein. All he has in mind to do is to make it harder. Kamash malon. This comes to teach us. Demir berupi v'hader kamet. First it gets soft, then it gets hard. So you chayv for bishul. Look at Rashi. Demir berupi al yedei chaim ha'or v'hamayim. Because of the heat. Because of the heat, the water, the moisture inside of it leaves. After the liquid comes out, it gets hard. But before it got hard, it got soft. When it gets soft, so Rashi says, true, it does get harder, but first it got soft. So it's similar Gemara. Read on in the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Haiman the irtich kufra. A person heats up tar. Chai mishum mevashel. He's chai mishum mevashel. Pshita. This is obvious. Ma'u de tema. Kevin the hadar vikusha. Eim aloi. Since it gets hard, maybe not. Kamash malon. That you're chayiv. Because first it got soft. Then Rashi says, Chayzer Miskasha, then it gets hard, but first it got soft. So for Rashi, what are you chayv for by metal? When are you chayv for bishul by metal? When? When?
Softens.
If you make it soft, let's say you make metal harder. Chayv for bishul?
If you can do that.
Yeah. It does. That it does happen. Yeah, it happens. That's what Gemara says. First it got soft, then it gets hard. So since the Gemara says, maybe I thought all you're doing is making it hard, you shouldn't be chayv. So Gemara says, no, first it gets soft. But for Rashi, it's clear you only chayv when it gets soft, not if it gets hard. Look over here, though, in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Hamatich Echa Mimini Matachos. A person heats up metal. Kol Shehu, O Mechamim Es Hamatachos, Ad Shetayosik Acheles. Or he heats it up till it becomes a coal, a hot coal. Hareze told us Mevashel. He's chai for Bishol. V'chein ha-memaseis as hadunog. Dunog is wax. Person heats up wax. Oes ha-chelev, or fat, congealed fat. Oes ha-zephas, ha-kufar, v'agafras. These are all different types of tar and pitch. If you heat these things up, v'chayotze behem, or similar items. Hareze told us Mevashel v'chayev. Then you're chayv for bishul. But chayv mevashel klei adam ad sheyasu cheres chayv mishum mevashel. Or if you heat up earthenware kelim until it becomes cheres klei adam, a dirt kelim, until it becomes earthenware china, chayv mishum mevashel. You're chayv mishum mevashel. Klolo shel dover, says the Rambam. Bein sheripa guf kosher ba'esh. Whether you make something that's hard soft, oy shehikshe guf rach. Or you make something hard from something that was soft, hareza chayv mishum mevashel. You're chayv mishum mevashel. If you do it in what? Either direction. Either if you make it kosher from being rach, or you make it rach from being kosher, either way you're chayv for bishul. According to Rashi, you're only chayv if you made it rach. According to the Rambam, you're chayv even if you make it kosher. What's the problem, though, for the Rambam? A little problem for the Rambam is against the Gemara. Look, the Gemara says over here, Ein Dal Mebeis, we just read it. The Gemara says, if you throw a nail into the oven, you're chayav for bishul. So he is. The Gemara asks, whoa, why? Of course, it's obvious if you throw a nail into the oven, you're chayav for bishul. The Gemara says, no. You might have said, all it's doing is getting kosher, all it's doing is getting hard. And the Gemara says, no, kamash malon, it gets soft before it gets hard. So then you're chayav for getting it to be rach. But the Rambam holds your chayav if it gets hard. So why the Gemara's kasha makes no sense? The Gemara said, pshita, it's obvious that you're chayav for putting the nail into the oven. The Gemara says, mal detemu shrui manakam echav. You know, I might have said all you're doing is making it hard, which sounds like that would not be a malacha. Kamash malon, then first it gets soft, then it gets hard. Rapi rapi v'hadar kamit. But according to the Rambam, you're chayav for making it soft. So the Gemara doesn't read properly. So you look at the Lecha Mishnah on the bottom of the Rambam we just read. The Lecha Mishnah asked this kasha. Lecha Mishnah asks kasha over there. Halacha Vav kasha. The paraklal gadol amru. Haiman the shod the sixth of lasuna chayv mishum mevashel. Person throws a nail into the oven. He's chayv for bishul. V'hikshu pshita. Of course, it's obvious. V'tir tzu. Where it says ma'al the tamei l'shruim manakam echavim. Maybe what you're doing is making it hard. Kamash malon the mirpei rapi v'hada kamei. First it gets soft, then it gets hard. Upirish Rashi, the Merapi Rapi, Adechim Ha'orba Maim Shabbosachai, the water gets hot. Ula Akosha Yotzumayim of Kamet, after the water leaves, it gets hard. Kamet Miskasha, then it gets hard. Vichi Rapi Bereisha, when it got soft initially, Havi Guf, Harach, Havi Bishula. Then you're Chayiv. So you're Chayiv when it gets soft. Mashma, the Besichsa, Ilav, the Rapi Betchila, lo Havi Chayiv. Sounds like all you're Chayiv for is if it gets soft, not if it gets hard. How could the Rambam say any time you make something hard that you're chayiv, you're only chayiv if you make it soft? It's a problem for the Rambam. So Lecha Mishnah answers v'yesh loymar dehu soiver. The Rambam holds the kol davar lach shemisbashel. Any time you cook something that's wet, afal pishem is kasha, even though it gets hard. Chayiv mishum bishul dumya da oifet. Anytime something gets hard, it's like baking, and you're chayiv. Umasha amru besichsa shuklei adama. That which we said by a peg, which he says is earthenware. Ufi daitos al haperush, the Rambam learned the Gemara differently. The Rambam holds, if you make something hard, that's like bread. Bread gets hard when you bake it. So you're chayiv. So to over here, if you make something harder, it gets, you're chayiv for bishul. Well, the way the Rambam read the Gemara is the following. Ma'u detema she'ena oise shum aloka. What the Rambam read the Gemara is like this. If I put a nail into the oven, nothing changes. It was hard before, it's hard now. How can it be chayav for bishul on something that was hard already? It's already hard. All it's going to do is going to get a little bit, perhaps a little bit more kosher. But it's already hard. So the Gemara's question was not that you're making something hard and there's no bishul for making something hard. There is bishul for making something hard. Rashi holds only soft. The Rambam holds hard or soft. But what the Rambam learned the Gemara is to say, nothing changed. It was hard before. It's hard now. It was always the same. She'enos oises shum alach, she'em chazakim, k'moy she'em chazakim, she'em, I'm sorry, she'em chazakim, she'em mischazkim yoiser. All it is getting harder, but it was hard already. So the Gemara says, no, kamash malon, she'chayv ala bishol, kamash malon, that she'chayv for bishol, because before it got hard, it got soft. V'nei she'betchilo ha'esh marpo esom, v'nas alach. First it got soft, then it got hard. So the Ram said, even if you make something hard, you can be chayiv. The Gemara didn't mean to say, since all you're doing is making it hard, you're potter. What the Gemara meant to say is, since nothing changes, you're potter. And then the Gemara answers, first it got soft, then it got hard, so something did in fact change. Hard is harder from something that's hard, nah. This is Nogea. The Chazon Ish writes, discusses the following shaila. Comes up. Person wants to reheat food on Shabbos. We'll get to all the conditions that you need to reheat food. One of them is that you have to have a blech over the fire. It has to be a covered flame. So the way we cover the flame is with a blech, with a piece of metal. So let's say I didn't put on the blech before Shabbos. Could I put on a blech on Shabbos? Can you put on a blech on Shabbos? No. You want to heat food up. You have to cover the hot tray or blech. Can you put the blech on Shabbos? I have a hot plate. I want to put tin foil. Can you put the tin foil on Shabbos? No. So Chazon Ish writes, no. Why not? You're cooking the metal. He said the metal becomes yad soledes, this boy. The metal becomes hot to the touch. We're going to see hot to the touch is the shear of cooking by liquids. So the Rambam writes, if the metal becomes yatzaledes, but your hand will recoil from the heat. So then the Rambam says, Chazon Ish says, so you're chai for cooking the metal. So Ramesh and the Shmir Shabbos disagree. When are you chai for cooking metal? Two times. Either it gets softer, or it gets harder, or we're going to see it glows like a red filament, like a coal. Then you're chai, something has to change. If nothing changed, so the Gemara says over here, nothing changed. Why did you be chayv? The Gemara says, no, first it got soft, then it got hard, and that's why you're chayv. If you put a blackout on Shabbos, mamish, nothing changes. It doesn't become pliable metal now. You can't bend it like, you know, some sort of superhuman, you know, bend the black in half. It doesn't become any softer. It doesn't become any harder. Nothing changed. It got hot. It conducts heat. But since nothing changed, it didn't change shape, it doesn't change colors, nothing changes, you can't be chayv for bishul. Like the Lechem Mishnah said, if nothing changes, there's no bishul. So they all argue with the it's a pellet that gets Chazon Ish. They all argue with the Chazon Ish, you could put a blechon on Shabbos. Very common shiloh. Can you put a blechon on Shabbos? The Chazon Ish said no, because you're cooking the metal, it becomes yad saledes boy, it becomes the heat, the temperature of heat that you're chai for cooking liquids. And everyone disagrees with the Chazon Ish, because we said over here by metal, in order to be chai for bishul, has to be that it changes forms. Either it gets soft, it gets hard, maybe it glows red, something has to happen to it. Yeah.
Sorry, what is the case of the morning? What was the difference between the metal that we use and the Gemara?
There, it got soft or it got harder.
I'm saying,
it's a much different type of heat. If you want to take your blech and put it into a matzah oven, that you can't do.
It's
going to melt. Or if you want to turn on your heating utensil for the first time and then something's going to start glowing red, that's a problem. Because now something changed, something got hard, something got soft. If you put a sheet of tin foil, a black on top of a stovetop, it's not becoming, you can't melt the metal like that. It's not becoming harder, it's not becoming softer, it's just conducting heat. There's no bishul by metal there. So we assume that that's allowed. Okay, Rabbi Sam Yitzchem, next time we're going to continue on with bishul by metal. We'll get to light bulbs and different sparks and different things, and then we'll go.
Guys, pizza lunch at 12 o'clock.
Tomorrow. It's possible that Hashanah is saying that he does change them. He would agree if he didn't change
them. Nah, he said that's a hot issue.